Hi, I'm Kim Polishuk.
And I'm Jen Giffen from
Shooks and Giff, the podcast. A part of the Education Podcast Network.
Just like the show you're listening to right now.
Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others.
Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 134 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters. I'm back home. I just spent a few days at the FETC conference in Florida. And sometimes our best laid plans go awry. I was at the conference, did two full days of presentations. In fact, I think it was a little too full of days of presentations. And my plans to get a whole bunch of interviews for the podcast kind of fell apart. So hopefully you got a chance to hear Bob Dylan yesterday or in the last episode. And of course, when I say Bob Dylan, I'm not talking about the, you know, the musician. We're talking here about Bob Dylan, the learning space author. But what I wanted to do in a couple of episodes here was kind of like break down some of the things that I learned while I was at FETC so I can at least bring some of these things back to you. And so today I thought I'd tell you a little bit about the opening keynote, which was Daniel Pink. Now, Daniel Pink is an author that I have admired greatly for a long time. He wrote a book called Drive, which is all about people's real, you know, what really motivates people. But most recently, he wrote a book called WHEN, like W-H-E-N, that talks about the scientific secrets of perfect timing. And he talked a little bit in his keynote, actually talked a lot in his keynote, about how timing impacts education and impacts schools, or how it could impact it. One of the things that he said in his book, Drive, was that Sometimes business doesn't do what science knows. And in this case, I think the follow-up to that from his book WHEN in this keynote was that education doesn't always do what science knows. It was fascinating to see some of the things that he shared. And one of the things that he really focused on was breaks. And he talked about the power and the importance of breaks. And he showed that, you know, he talked about a research study done about one kind of break that we've done in elementary schools for a long, long, long time, and that's recess. And it talks about how the power of recess is that it helps students with their executive functioning, helps them with their resilience, it helps them with their emotional self-control, and it helps with their positive classroom behavior. Reading this off of his slide here, this is all stuff done on a study from Oregon State University. And so if breaks are so powerful like that, then he asked, why would we want to take them away? Of course, one place he talked about it was with recess. You know, the need, it's kind of a counterproductive thing that we do in schools sometimes is that sometimes we limit recess in hopes of trying to help kids learn more so that we can boost their test scores. But the reality is that sometimes it's the opposite. So he said some of the takeaways about breaks, about taking breaks, and this doesn't just go for young students either. This goes for everybody. This goes for young students. It goes for, you know, middle school and high school students. It goes for adults. And so here were some of the takeaways he shared on his slides. He said, don't think about breaks as a deviation from learning. Think of them as part of learning. As part of learning, it's not like, you know, oh, we need to take a break because we're weak or because we're whatever. It's actually an important part of the learning process. And he said, schedule breaks the way you would schedule anything else, and that's important. Fight for recess. Not as a nicety, but as a necessity. That was like a mic drop moment for me. And then he even said, give teachers a break. He said that, you know, we need it just as much as the students do, and we shouldn't have to try to schedule our bathroom breaks into like a 4-minute window. And that if we want to be at our best for students, then we need to do that too. And the other thing he said about breaks, I'll share this real quickly too. He said, if you want to take the right kinds of breaks, that science shows us what makes for a powerful, effective break. He said, something beats nothing, even if you can take just a short break. He said that he does what he calls a 20-20-20 break. I'm going to try to remember this off the top of my head. He said, for 20 minutes, no, not for 20 minutes. He said, for 20 seconds, stare at something that's 20 feet away. And maybe it's every 20 minutes. Every 20 minutes, I think. Stare at something that's 20 feet away or more for 20 seconds. And just that little break can give you a little bit of rejuvenation. He said, well, as far as breaks go, moving beats stationary. So taking a stationary break is not as effective as getting up and moving. Social beats solo. So if you can take a break with other people, that's better than doing it by yourself. And he said that goes for introverts too. If you don't feel like you're, you know, you're a people person, or the, you know, that you get recharged by other people, still a social break is good. Outside beats inside. So outside breaks, science shows that they have more impact than inside breaks. And then fully detached beats semi-detached. If you can totally disconnect yourself from the work that you're doing to take a break, that's better than being semi-detached. So really, really wanted to share that with you. I absolutely love and adore his book, Win. Actually, I'm pulling it off my shelf right now. Win, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. Hey, I did remember the subtitle right off the top of my head. So check out that book. You might, if you do Twitter, you can go on Twitter and search for the FETC hashtag with Daniel Pink's username with it. So if you do hashtag FETC and then the @ Daniel Pink, if you go do a search from that, you can see all sorts of things that he shared from this keynote as well. And hopefully that'll be as useful to you as it was to me.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.